DK Ash wasn't the way Lev had imagined him. He was a wiry man, not tall, with wild black hair he stuffed inside a cotton hat and eyes of a startling blue. Lev put his age at about 35. He came into the kitchen just before four and found Lev ready at his sinks with his striped apron on. "Okay," he said, shaking Lev's hand. "I'm GK Ash. Glad you're joining us, sir, oh, Lev." "I'm glad also, sir," said Lev. "Don't call me sir, call me chef." "Chef. Damien told you I run a tight ship." "Tight ship?" "The difference between a kitchen where some people are lazy and careless and one where everybody's tasking at maximum stretch is the difference between a successful enterprise and a failed one. And the word failure pisses me off. I don't want even to contemplate it, right? Everybody in this space has to cut the mustard." "Mustard, chef?" GK Ash moved past Lev towards the sinks. "Now, this station, treat it like an operating theatre. I want all the stuff, every spoon, every tin, every colander, every bowl, every crusher, chopper, stoner, grater, every last potato peeler, sterile clean. When you've scrubbed up the roasting pan, I want to be able to drink a cocktail out of it, okay?" "Cocktail, chef?" "Yes, the hygiene in some kitchens is bloody pitiful. 70% of cases of food poisoning in this country begin in restaurant kitchens, but not in mine, not in mine. So see to it, right?" GK put his hand on Lev's shoulder. "Nurse is going to be your nickname," he said. "That's what I call my KPs, nurse. And you have to live up to your name." "Nurse?" "Yep. Don't take it as an insult. Quite the contrary. It's a designation. Just do your work with pride and you'd be okay." "I will try," said Lev. GK smiled. He pirouetted away from Lev, turned to say, "New menu begins this evening, so it may get a bit hot in here. There may be a fair bit of replating going on, but what do nurses do? They stay calm. They clear up the mess. You got it? We're counting on you, Olev." More staff began to arrive. They came over and introduced themselves to Lev. Lev tried to remember their names. Tony and Pierre, sous chefs. Waldo, patisserie and pudding chef. Sophie, vegetable and salad preparation. And the waiters, Stuart, Jeb, Mario. All were younger than Lev, and they seemed solemn, as actors seem when they're nervous. At five, the group sat down at a table at the back of the restaurant, and Jeb served poached chicken legs with celery, carrots and gnocchi, cooked by Tony. Lev ate very slowly. There was some cleansing herb in the gnocchi that he wanted to identify. He savoured the delicious potato ball, rolled it round in his mouth. Parsley. That was it.